I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, the sun is definitely shining. The mood is up. Svaria, we can feel it, can't we? Ding, ding, ding. It's going to be a spring. The Vårkänsla, it's nearly here, folks. So keep the faith. Don't give up. This is episode 29 of Fifan, the Owl Pitcher podcast. I'm currently doing it in my shorts, just shorts, total commando, you know? But that's the kind of risk I take. I've now realised I've got the window open and quite a few people are walking past. So they can obviously just see a naked man sitting at a table talking to himself. So that's always it's a really good sign that the neighbours think I'm a bit loony. So it's episode 29. It's going to be a shorter one because we've already had one this week. And I think, you know, you don't need me in your ears, you know, the whole time, you know, or in your head or in your mind or in your soul. You just need me to just every now and again, just tap you on the shoulder and say, it's a good life, isn't it? Actually, here's a question for you. Probably got earphones on. Are they earphones or headphones? Ho, ho, ho. The big questions. Smoke it up, man, and answer. Earphones and headphones. Now, I'm a headphone supported headphone person. You know, I don't like the little ones. You know, the ones you get if you buy an iPhone, you get the white ones, and they. You stick them in the ear, you know. I'm not into those kind of earphones, the ones that, you know, you stick inside. It feels like a squirrel's penis, just put in your ear. If you've had that, you're probably deaf, and you probably tell that story all the time, every party, you know. They're like, well, what's your party story then, mate? Well, I was walking in Central Park in New York when I felt my ear getting a bit itchy, and there it was, a squirrel had put his penis in my ear. All right. Anyone else with stories? So I don't like it. It feels like there's people putting fingers in there, you know, and that's probably what I should have said. Rather than using the squirrel penis So I was just going to think of something else with nuts and stuff, but we need to stop there, don't we? Talking of nuts, talking of ridiculous things, talking of listening to things, it is March the 10th today, but yesterday was 20... Now, if you don't like the band U2, we're going to probably struggle to get on, you know. If you hate them, if you think they're all right, I think we'll have problems. But if you hate them, I can understand that. But if you love them, you are my friend. I'm a massive, massive U2 fan, right? I actually tell the story in my stand-up comedy days of meeting Bono. And... it's a true story. I've met him a couple of times, he's an absolute hero of mine. But the Joshua Tree. Now, people who don't like U2, I think you still have to say that this record is still absolutely amazing. You have Streets Have No Name, Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For, With or Without You, One Tree Hill. I mean. There's Running to Stand Still, which is my favourite. Still running. There's five classics already there. And I, you know, and there's still even more beauties. Mothers of the Disappeared. Exit. Oh, Bullet, the Blue Sky. Are you actually kidding me? It's one of the greatest albums of all time, and it was released in 1987, 29 years ago. So I was like, I wasn't even born. No, I was born, and I was, oh, why didn't I think this before? I was 14. Yeah, I was 14, and I had the album on vinyl, and my mum and dad had friends around, and I listened to the album through the speakers. I had no headphones, no earphones, no squirrel had harmed me. And I just had my ear, and I just listened to "Where Does Jesus Have No Name," and absolutely fell in love. I mean, I still love it. I love everything they do, but 25 million albums. I mean, and at that point, 14, you know, and then they did Rattle and Hum. I was massively, massively influenced by them. They're on the cover of Time magazine. And you know what happened with Time magazine? They were in April 87 on Time magazine. They were supposed to do Gorbachev, Mikhail Gorbachev, you know, the man that changed everything in Russia and USSR, and all I can really remember him is that weird little birthmark thing that he had on his head. It's like a little ink thing. But he did so much that U2 bumped him and got on there. But it really is. It's an amazing album, and I don't think you can be, not at a party, maybe it's not party music, but I don't think you can be in a place in this world where you haven't heard one of those four, five songs that I named at some point in your life. If you're listening now and you're saying, oh, who is this band? Hockey Dickity Dong Dong. Brilliant. Wonderful. You've got a life ahead of you. It's going to be fantastic. You're going to discover the Strokes, Arctic Monkeys. You've still got the National, Nick Cave. You're going to throw in a bit of early Björk. You like a bit of PJ Harvey. You know, Coldplay. Big fan of Coldplay. Maybe not the latest stuff. Whoa, whoa, I'm living in a multicolored heaven. Whoa, whoa. But I do like to sing. I don't know if you've noticed that. I like to sing, and I like to disappoint while singing. I like to try and sing, and then people go, "You can't sing, can you?" And I go, "No. You're actually very right. I can't." Tried singing. I went to a hockey game on Tuesday. I'd know it as an ice hockey. If you're not listening to Svaria, from Svaria, or people just call it hockey. We have field hockey, which is on grass. Smoking it up, man. Or we play, I don't think we'd even got a team. Maybe we've got hobbits on skates. Who knows? Which is a very good movie, isn't it? Hobbits on skates. Have you seen it? Yeah, and I went to this hockey match. I'll tell you the teams I went to see. U Gordon, Diff they're called. Yo, what's the Diff? And Farestad. Farestad had come all the way from Farestad, right? Which is in Värmland, I think. It's in near Karlstad. But what a journey on a Tuesday night to go all the way. And they lost, but then Diff, Vakwa, you know, Vakwa, Lakers, they beat Luleå. And now I don't know what happens. But anyway, it was fun. We sat. I was shitting myself that I was going to get hit by the ball, the puck. I really, really thought this is, you know, like I said in the last episode, you know. And thank you for the feedback as well. Someone said, why do you always say Samson? Samson being the strong person, you know, of biblical days, you know. I'm not religious, but, you know, biblical kind of thing. And also, the recording device that I use is a Samson as well. And another question I got was, how come, do you do your show? This is from Jared Driscoll. Do you do your shows in English or Swedish? And I do them in English. And I do the podcast in English. So there's the occasional bit of Swede-ish goes in. Bit of Svensk. Occasional. I'd say every 138th word. Or maybe 140. Maybe it's a Twitter thing. 140th word. But that's letters, isn't it? Rather than words. But I throw.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Go in, a bit of Svensk. And I love it. I love it here. So yeah, the hockey, and there was a lot of singing. Like, ooh, 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 ooh. I love that. I find it hilarious that males, it's mainly males, isn't it? That a macho. I mean, I went to hockey on International Women's Day. So there we go. That's one respect for the sisters. And I went. And then when we left, when we walked to the, after the match, there was a big march through middle of Stockholm for International Women's Day, which I think is great. But really, every day should be a Women's Day, you know. We should show respect for men and women. Yeah. Am I right, sisters? Am I right, brothers? Let's make it one. We are the world. But I enjoyed the hockey. I enjoyed the hockey. Very, very fun. They played like 50. Didn't play 50 games that night. But I didn't know what was going on. Every now and again, the crowd go, boo, and they go, offside, and I didn't know what was going on. A couple of sin bins, standing offs. I was just worried that I was going to eat a puck. I thought the idea of a puck flying and just hitting my mouth, shattering all my teeth, you know. I did say I was worried on social media, on my Facebook page, and someone said, don't worry, it's not you that has to be concerned, because your head will be smashed open. It'll be the people around you that will have to clear the mess. I thought that was a very, very beautiful way of saying, yep, you could die. Don't panic. What else was I going to talk about in this short little pod, little kind of end of the week pod, Thursday pod? Thursday's a good day. You're one away from Fredag. It's nearly there. Don't forget my show, How Swede Am I? The tickets are selling, people are buying, the seats are filling, but I want more people there. So please, spread the word. Even if you're not in Stockholm, just tell someone, message them, If you are in Stockholm, be my support crew, will you? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give a couple of tickets out. Two tickets on one pair of ticket on Friday the 15th of April and one pair of tickets on the 16th. I will do that in the next pod. But in the meantime, what a ridiculous bribe this is. In the meantime, spread the word, yeah? You can get tickets on Ticknet. You can get tickets on OurPicture.com, OurPicture.se. Every website. Not those websites. But apart from those websites, I appear a lot. Yeah, do that. And come along. I'd love you to be there. It needs people. It needs fun. It needs you. Now, I'm going to talk now about this woman. Have you heard about this woman in America? She's called Miss Guilt, which I think's Jamie Guilt, her name is. This is what the story is. A Florida mother who runs a Gun Sense Facebook page, right? Gun Sense, like it's. I'm going to show you things on my Facebook page that show you why it's okay to have a gun. You know, Jamie Guilt, her name is, and on the photo, Jamie Guilt for Gun Sense. There's a photo with Jamie with a cowboy hat on, and she's holding a gun, of course. And the post, she's got posts on there that says, "It's my right to protect my child with my gun. No, my right to protect my child with my gun trumps your fear of my gun." I love the way Trump is in there. The word Trump. That is, there's kind of the buzzword at the moment, isn't it? Right. But then there's a debate on her page, right? And then she's got a four-year-old child, right? And it says, "Even my four-year-old gets jacked up to target shoot with the 22 caliber gun," right? So she's kind of, you know, she's sort of saying, you know, everything's okay. Anyway, she's driving along in a pickup truck on Tuesday in a place called Putnam County, when all of a sudden, that's right, the 31-year-old Florida mother who runs this gun was accidentally shot by her 4-year-old son. What? It was a 45 caliber handgun. It was on the floor of the vehicle, right? She was like bringing a horse trailer home. The kid picks it up. I mean, it's incredible to laugh at a situation like this, but it's also, what if the kid had shot himself, you know? But she shot him in the back, and then, no, he shot her in the back. A 4-year-old child, right? Remember that child who gets jacked up, you know, to target shoot with a 22. And then someone's now written on her Facebook page, "I don't think Jamie will be standing up for gun rights for a while," which is a thing about her. So now she's in a stable condition. It's funny, but it's incredibly tragic. You know, it's a bit like, for me, it's a bit like this whole Donald Trump kind of campaign, you know, because some of the stuff he says, and I saw a thing the other day about how they interviewed Trump supporters and they used Adolf Hitler quotes, and at the end they said these are Hitler quotes, and he said, the guy said, "Well, I don't care if Donald Trump said them, I'd believe them." And you're like, wow, what's happening? I know he's quite a liberal kind of idealist, isn't he, you know, Trump, but he's fucking scaring me. You know, we're getting these people like Putin, we're getting that Kim Jong-un, we're getting Trump, and they're all going to be in power, and they're all going to have nuclear weapons, you know. He wants to build this massive war around America. Immigrants can't go there. I mean, what the fuck is going on? I don't have the answer. I think Bernie Sanders seems the answer to me, but that seems very obvious. You know, you kind of look at it and you watch it, you know. I mean, Trump got all that money from his father. There's that story that if he'd just not, you know, he had like Trump Airlines, Trump Steaks, Trump Hotel. I think everything has just gone like kaput, you know. But if he'd kept the money, he would still have more money now, you know, than he has after investing. So it shows he's not the greatest businessman. He's not the greatest, wisest man either. But it just scares me, you know. What can we do, though? Maybe we can just tell our American friends, please just go and wash your face and wake up, because we don't need this shit. The world's tough anyways. We really don't need this guy. So that's my little bit of politics. I thought I just wanted to talk about it because it's ridiculous. It's absolutely stupid. 4-year-old kids shooting people, their mothers accidentally. How are they getting the? I mean, do we not see that guns are ridiculous? You know, it's like when people kill like a giraffe or a lion. What is going on? How are we allowing this? So, there we go. I'll picture the political comedian rather than the man that talks about squirrels in your ears. Just got it off my chest. And if you're looking now through my window, you'll probably be able to see my chest. It's a man boobage of wonderful, wonderful delicacies. I hope you've enjoyed this one. This has been episode 29. Keep listening, keep spreading. Go to Acast. If you go to acast.com on your phone or on your computer, acast.com, type in Al Pitcher, this will come up, and then you download the app. Just download the app, and then you'll just get notified every episode. Okay, so take care, folks. Have a great Christmas. We'll be back. We'll be back. I will be back next week with fun, fifans, and everything else. Have a brilliant, brilliant rest of the week. Enjoy the world, but remember that we could get screwed over. So life's short. Enjoy it. Political. I am Bono.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.